Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Para pendengar sekalian, warga Australia didesak untuk memeriksa perangkat mereka, termasuk telepon genggam lama dan peralatan medis, untuk memastikan perangkat tersebut masih berfungsi setelah jaringan 3G dihentikan. Tanggal penghentian ditetapkan pada akhir Agustus, tetapi kini telah diperpanjang 2 bulan lagi setelah para advokat memperingatkan banyak warga Australia yang masih belum siap menghadapi transisi tersebut. Biwa Kwan melaporkannya untuk Anda. David Johanki adalah petani generasi ketiga di Victoria dan merupakan Presiden Federasi Petani Nasional. Ia mengatakan perangkat dan peralatan teknologi menjaga operasinya tetap berjalan ketika diberitahu bahwa ia perlu mempersiapkan diri menghadapi penutupan jaringan 3G Australia. Ia melakukan audit terhadap perangkat teknologi di propertinya yang mengandalkan 3G.
What we're talking about in agricultural sense can be anything from a rain gauge to a weather station, functionality on some devices in vehicles as well, to if people get into trouble, they can press a button and it calls for help. Anything that is of relative age, so within the, you know, beyond maybe 2 or 3 years old, needs to be checked just to make sure that it isn't reliant on that 3G network. We're not sure on the number of items there are out there. What we do know is the network's been around for a very long time. What we are very focused on in this conversation, though, is that we don't want to see a reduction or a loss in network capacity as the 3G networks wound down.
David mengatakan, menyampaikan pesan kepada seluruh warga Australia sangat penting, tetapi ada hambatannya.
We are seeing more solutions come onto the market. However, to access them in the first place, you do need to have the right devices to get onto that that merry-go-round itself. So, once again, technology never stops; it will always progress. It's about making sure that we're making wise choices in our initial spend, and then understanding what we've actually purchased. So, if changes are made, that we can either understand what consequences they have for us, and then we'll make decisions around upgrading or modifying those devices.
Federasi tersebut telah menjalankan situs web yang disebut Regional Tech Hub untuk membantu orang-orang di daerah regional Australia menghadapi transisi.
The Regional Tech Hub is there to help answer and come up with solutions for connectivity. Once again, it doesn't or isn't able to answer specific componentry like the weather station or the gate opener, but it can help have the conversation around what is a good option to be able to either attract or get data to that location. And what we have seen is a lot more awareness of the difference between data and coverage, and also becoming more literate in what those solutions options are.
Namun bukan hanya petani yang mungkin terdampak oleh penutupan tersebut. Susie Tegan adalah CEO National Rural Health Alliance. Ia mengatakan proses melakukan audit perangkat dapat menjadi tantangan bagi sejumlah warga Australia, dan ia menyarankan dukungan finansial mungkin diperlukan dalam beberapa kasus untuk membantu peningkatan perangkat.
And the fact that there would be a population that would not have access to 000 is alarming. It's really important that you have an awareness campaign, but also some people just can't afford to update their systems. And it is not their own doing that there is a replacement. And so we need to make sure that we support those people. Many of them are elder or vulnerable, and they rely on these devices and they don't have the money. Some of them are on pensions, disability pensions, age pensions, and we need to support them.
Carol Bennett adalah CEO Australian Communication Customer Action Network dengan kelompok anggota termasuk Pusat Hukum Masyarakat, advokat disabilitas, dan organisasi pribumi. Ia mengatakan area besar yang dapat diabaikan adalah perangkat medis karena industri tersebut kurang proaktif dalam menghubungi pelanggan secara langsung.
This again highlights the need for some kind of medical device register and certainly some increased regulation of the medical device industry because we know regulation in that area is quite lax. And the medical device industry needs to take some responsibility for ensuring that they know who are using their devices and that when there are these sorts of concerns about the ongoing connectivity that people might have or any issues that occur related to their devices, that they are being proactive in contacting people and alerting them to the risks and ensuring that they're not going to be left out in the cold when changes like this occur.
SBS menghubungi Asosiasi Teknologi Medis Australia yang mewakili produsen dan pemasok teknologi medis dan sejauh ini belum menerima tanggapan atas pertanyaannya. Komunitas adat juga rentan. Dr. Daniel Featherstone dari RMIT University telah memetakan inklusi digital di komunitas adat terpencil selama 3 tahun. Ia mengatakan proyek tersebut memetakan kemajuan pada target 2026 untuk menutup kesenjangan antara penduduk asli dan non-pribumi Australia dalam akses ke telekomunikasi dan konektivitas internet. Ia menyerukan lebih banyak komunikasi tentang bagaimana orang dapat melaporkan hilangnya layanan saat terjadi penghentian dan audit jangka panjang atas penyediaan layanan.
And I think that then it does need to be more of an audit of the quality of mobile services more generally in remote areas. Whether it's 3G or 4G, what we see in communities is that often there's high levels of congestion, which means that the speed of the service can really slow down because there's too many users on at the same time. And that there's reliability issues, particularly if there's satellite connections for those services, they can drop out in wet season, particularly in cyclones when they're needed most.
Pihak lain menyerukan komunikasi yang lebih baik. Pendukung inklusi digital First Nation, Dr. Dot West, mengatakan kepada NITV pada 31 Juli lalu bahwa kesadaran akan penutupan ini di komunitas pribumi sangat rendah.
We've spoken to people within communities and the lack of awareness of actually 3G shutting down is not there or is very limited. So there really needs to be some targeted messages to community about this shutdown.
Demikianlah laporan yang disusun oleh Biwa Kwan untuk SBS News dan dibawakan oleh Dilail Abimanyu untuk SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.